Welcome to the Breakup Recovery Podcasts by your host, Barbara Stevens. Discover the wisdom and remarkable insights of Barbara Stevens, breakup recovery mentor, author, and public speaker. Barbara offers programs and solutions for any breakup so you can turn your life around, create lasting changes for the better, and embrace life again.
Welcome to Breakup Recovery Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm Barbara Stevens, and Breakup Recovery is a podcast helping you recover from your breakup. In this episode, I welcome Lisa Thompson. Lisa has a fantastic website, which we will talk about a bit later, and a blog and a book. So welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I love your website and that picture of you where it says, "This is a genuine smile and proof positive that life after divorce can be very happy."
Yes. Yeah, it is a very positive outlook on the whole thing. And yeah, that's a happy face.
Oh, I just love that saying. So tell me about your breakup story, Lisa.
Yeah, it was, like I was saying, it was several years ago now, but of course you don't forget, you know, the initial process. It sticks in your memory. And, you know, for me, it was kind of I was married for about 17 years, and we had been in and out of couples counseling a couple of times. We had two children, and it just kind of got to the point where I started to sort of just go inside myself and try to figure out what I wanted in my life. I just finally started to face the truth. That was kind of the beginning of the process for me. So it was a very internal process. I didn't talk about it a lot with anyone. I just kind of started to go inside my head, basically. And I started to write in a journal, and I started to get my hands on a lot of books to try to sort of understand what was wrong. I was very, very unhappy. And I knew why, but I wasn't really facing up to the truth. So part of that process for me was just to try to, you know, take a really good look at my life and ask myself what it was I needed and what I needed to change. And that process went on for about 8 months. And then I made the final decision that it was time to end the marriage. And it was a very, very difficult decision. And again, like I said, I did some reading, and then I did go to a therapist and, you know, talk with a therapist about how to sort of best basically initiate the process with my husband at the time. And then that the beginning of that was sort of dealing with the children and talking to them. They were 12 and 10 at the time. So they were just, my daughter was just finishing grade 7. So she was kind of preteen age. So it wasn't the easiest timing as far as the children go. But, you know, in hindsight, like I'd kept sort of trying, and I put a lot of effort into the marriage, and, you know, it was just broken apart at this point. And one of the hardest things I think for me was just, I think when you're the woman and you decide to leave, you just don't get as much support as, you know, if the husband just left you for another woman or something. People tend to be a little more sympathetic and ask you what you need. But if you're the woman making that decision, you just don't get that kind of support. So that was actually one of the reasons why I wrote the book, was to provide that support to other women who were just, you know, simply unhappy in their marriage and needed to change their lives. And so the book acts as sort of just that support, that friend that you need at that time.
So Lisa, what is the name of your book?
Oh, it's called The Great Escape, A Girl's Guide to Leaving a Marriage.
And what can people find in that book other than what you've just talked about?
In the book, I've got actually a quiz that you can take where you can evaluate your marriage. You get a score at the end of the quiz, and that will tell you sort of the state of your marriage, you know, currently, like right now. And the trick is the reader has to answer the questions honestly and try not to sort of put wishful answers in. So there's the quiz. I also talk about how to hire a lawyer, what to look for in a lawyer. I list like legal terms in the book so that you have an understanding of what the legal terms, what they are, what they mean, so that when you go in and meet with a lawyer, you don't feel so naive and you have just a little bit of background. So there's that. I even share a legal bill. So I take some of my legal bills and kind of break it down so that the reader can see exactly how lawyers will charge you, what they charge you for, and how all that works. And then I've also got a chapter on, moving on, how to move forward, finding happiness with yourself. So basically healing. And then I also do a whole chapter on co-parenting, because that's another whole aspect of divorce and relationship breakups. When you have children, you're obviously always going to have a relationship with the other parent, with the father or the mother, if that's the case. So yeah, I do a whole chapter on that as well.
How did you come about writing your blog?
Well, I actually was told by an agent and by other writers that you really needed to have a blog to promote your work. So it's sort of in support of selling the book in a sense. And that's how the blog got started. And so the purpose of the website was essentially to introduce my book to potential readers and sell the book right from my site, which I still do. And then the blog is just sort of a way for readers to get to know me as a writer. It's a way for me to also just share tips with people. The blogs themselves are short, just like short little pieces that people can kind of tune in and get a little help along the way. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, I hope that the person who comes to visit the site and reads my blog gets that taste of the writing and says, I want her book. That's ultimately what I'd like. But I mean, along the way, it's been really a fun process, actually. The amount of topics that I've covered in the blog, they go from really fun topics to, like, for example, I did one post that's actually been very popular, Lisa's top 10 divorce movies, divorce movie countdown. So something like that, which is just kind of fun where, but that one actually gets a lot of hits. Done posts on how to deal with anger, because I think that's something that's hard for us as women. We're sort of taught to be, nurturing. And I just think along the way, we haven't really learned how to deal with or cope with the anger that comes along with a breakup or a divorce. So, things like that, I'll talk about on the blog. Healing, so just different, like, hobbies, hobby therapy, like, what can you do for yourself that will help you sort of get through, for example, like yoga or painting or art journaling. So I talk about that kind of stuff as well on the blog.
You were talking about your blog, and yeah, you did the how to deal with anger. So what tips would you give listeners about how they can deal with their anger after their breakup?
I think probably the number one tip that I tend to give is writing. So, and I know a lot of people think, but I don't like to write, because not everyone does like to write, but it could just be like, you don't have to write full paragraphs, but just like taking paper and just like scribbling words and, just letting out. So channeling out some of that anger onto paper, whether that is just like scribbling words or diagrams or pictures or whether it's actually fully writing. So that's probably one of my number one tips. And one of the things also that a person can do is write a letter to the person that they're angry with, but they don't send it, right? They're not going to actually send it. So that way they can just sit down and write everything, get it all out. A lot of things that you would never actually say to that person, but it makes you feel good to actually write it down. So I probably my top tip for anger. And then I think secondly, one of them is to get physical, to, whether it's taking self-defense or whether it's taking learning a new physical activity. Maybe it's boxing, maybe it's power cycling, some type of activity that just gets you really physically in the moment and lets out all that energy. I think it's important to acknowledge the anger and not push it down. Because I think once we start pushing it down, which is probably something that I was doing in my marriage, it's just not healthy, So it's really all about letting it all out.
So when you say pushing it down, you're talking about not acknowledging it. So it's very, you'll change the subject within either your internal chatter or you're talking with somebody else.
No, you're just afraid to tell that person that you are angry about something. And I think, because it is hard to do, right? It's and a lot of people say, well, I'm non-confrontational, so I'm not going to say anything. Okay, well, that's one way to do it. You can handle it. And obviously it depends on the level of anger that we're talking about, right? I mean, there are different issues. Some issues do need to be talked about. But other times, you know, you can just deal with it personally and do the writing and do the exercise and work through it. You don't have to actually tell that person every single thing that you're angry about.
If you internalize your anger, it's only going to fester and get larger and larger, isn't it?
Yeah,
so if you can verbalize it, if you can do something to release that anger, it does help you.
Yeah, exactly. And admitting that it's okay to be angry.
Right.
You know, just admitting that, hey, it's all right. You know, you're entitled to be angry sometimes. That's an emotion that we're all entitled to have.
It's an emotion that's quite controversial, though, isn't it? Because so many people are told, you know, you don't want to be confrontational, you don't want to have an argument, or that when you do have arguments, they often go off topic, or you're not going to argue the point, you'll be arguing the person. And then all those awful things that come out of your mouth and derogatory comments, you know, they're just not, it's not a language that would help you deal with your anger.
That's right. That's true. Yeah. And so that can make things worse. That's where, you know, sometimes just channeling your anger in different ways instead of right at that person can be more constructive, you know, ongoing, long term. Yeah, and better for your health, really. So, but I think anger is a topic that people just don't really want to talk about, and it makes people uncomfortable. And, you know, we're supposed to just sort of be happy and, you know, grateful for what we have, which is all good, of course. But there's going to, you know, there's times during divorce and breakups where you're just going to be angry. That's all there is to it. So just own it.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you have to have a continuing relationship with your ex, which most people do because there are often children involved, if you don't deal with your anger, it's still going to fester inside you. And you still have to maintain a cordial relationship with your ex.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, life is just not happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know, and part of that too is letting, sort of learning the art of not letting that person push your buttons. So there's, you know, being on the receiving end of the games that can happen. So almost like like your ex might be testing you sometimes. And so learning to pick your battles, and obviously, as we're saying, you know, you have every right to be angry, but be careful about what you're getting angry about, and always ask yourself, is it worth it? You know, is this something that I really need to hang on to, or can I just let this go? Or, you know, so yeah, picking and choosing and not letting your buttons get pushed too much.
If people want to find out more about your blogs and even read your blogs or connect with you, where can they find this information?
LisaThompsonLive.com. And so if they just Google that in, and my website will come up, and you'll see blog on my homepage, and that'll go right into the blogs. And then there's a books page, so they can find out more about the books I've written. I've actually written a second book as well since The Great Escape. And the second one is called A Divorce Companion. And what I've done, Barbara, is I've just actually taken all the best of my blog posts and put them into an ebook. I've edited all of it, so it's very clean and easy to read and categorized. So it's kind of a nice, it's just a nice little, I call it a companion. I think that that works well. So there's information on that too. And then of course on my website, there's the follow me button. So if someone's interested in connecting with me, they can contact me right through my website. They can also find me on Facebook or some of the other social media, Twitter and that sort of thing. I'm pretty easy to get in touch with.
Thank you, Lisa, for coming on Breakup Recovery Podcast and sharing your insights, your ideas and tips for people to recover from their breakups. And especially when we talked a lot about the anger, I think that's so important for people to talk about and to deal with, so it does help them to move forward. So thank you once again for coming on Breakup Recovery Podcast.
Oh, you're very welcome, Barbara. It was really nice to meet you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode number 103. How to Get the Support You Need When You're Breaking Up with Lisa Thompson. I've put all of Lisa's contact details in the summary, so be sure to look for that if you'd like to find out more about Lisa's blogs and her books. I hope you took something away from this episode of Breakup Recovery Podcast And if you think the information shared in this podcast could help someone you know, I hope you will share it with them or tell them about the podcast so they too can get some ideas, strategies, and tips to help them through their own breakup. I am a breakup recovery mentor, and if you are struggling to get back on track after your breakup and you would like to work with me one-on-one, please reach out via my website or message me on Facebook and take advantage of my free 30-minute sounding board session, and we can have a chat to see if I can help you. And the last thing I'd like to say is, be gentle on yourself. You deserve happiness.
If you would like to hear previous breakup recovery podcasts, visit barbarastevens.com.au. Connect with Barbara Stevens on social media with Barbara Stevens Breakup Recovery Mentor on Facebook and at You'll Be Okay on Twitter. Read further blogs, view webinar replays, and download your free ebook, 3 Easy Steps to Surviving Your Breakup, and much more at barbarastevens.com.au.